I know how it is to be here with when you don't know the language, when you don't know the culture, and you don't know where the resources are in the community.
You mentioned issues about language, issues about culture, understanding the culture. Give me some specific examples.
Someone that, a family that rents an apartment and then they live there for 5-6 years. Then they leave the apartment and later on they receive a statement saying that they own $800 or $1,000 because they painted the apartment, because they had to clean the carpet. So they don't know that some of those things are part of the owners. I mean, they have to replace. They don't have to pay for paint or for maybe for cleaning the carpet, but for some things, they don't have to pay for that. And they get scared. And sometimes they do pay, and sometimes they come to us before they pay. What do I do? I have this big bill, and I don't think it's fair, but they don't know. They don't have to pay for that paint or things like that.
I think what you're saying is it's easy for some people, who landlords or other business owners or employers who are unscrupulous, to take advantage of people who are unfamiliar with the language. I think that's what you're saying.
Correct. Yes.
What are some of the individual stories that stay with you?
I remember a mom that I helped. She had 4 or 5 children. She came to me wanting to know how to get a birth certificate for her daughter.
Was her daughter born here?
The child was 7 years old. And I said, well, where was she born? She said she was born when she was crossing the desert.
Mm.
So she couldn't make her a citizen of here, and she 7 years has passed, so they had to go back to Mexico and register there as a Mexican citizen. So that, I thought it was horrible, you know, to give birth in the middle of the desert.
I understand you helped a woman whose father was American and who really, because of bad advice, didn't know that she could get American citizenship. And finally, you helped her to get American citizenship at the age of 50.
This lady, her father was born in Texas somewhere. And then he went back to Mexico. He married there, had his family. When he was there, he tried to apply for citizenship for the children. But unfortunately, because of the person who assisted him didn't do the right thing, it didn't go through, or something happened that the kids didn't get their citizenship. So then later on, the children, when they were adults, they came undocumented to this country. And she navigated for more than 20, 30 years with different attorneys in Texas, here in Chicago. And nobody could help her, and she's been working undocumented. She couldn't go back to Mexico to see her family. So many issues that she had to face because of that. Finally, she went to Immigration Project.
Which is here, right here
right
in McLean County.
In McLean County. And so they were able to help her to put the paperwork together. They told her that she was going to go receive her certificate in Chicago. However, you know, being undocumented is, they're scared to, some families are scared to drive to Chicago. So she's not familiar with the city. So she asked if I can go with her. And we went there and they did a ceremony.
Why do you think you understood her problem when evidently years had passed and no one really realized how to help her?
When families come to me and they have issues, like I said, immigration issues that I cannot help them with, I refer them. So I knew exactly where to refer her for that. And they were able to help her. I help her with other things like you know, find employment or finding a mobile home and help her, you know, with other issues that she had. But the Immigration Project helped her with that. becoming a citizen.
I'm also told that you have a special passion for Ballet Folklorico de Central Illinois. What is the ballet, and what's your role, and why do you love it so much?
Oh, it's when I was little, at school, I used to do those dances.
Traditional
dances. And so I just, it reminds me of my home country. So I'd love to see the kids dance and have fun and learn also about the culture. And so when the Conexiones Latinas asked us if we can let them practice at our facility, I said, sure. I've been wanting for somebody to organize a group like this.
And you stay late, I understand. You stay late at the center beyond your hours that you're paid for so that the center can be open and they can come there and practice.
Correct. Yes.
It's that important to you.
It is important to me. And I know they're doing something good, you know, something good for the community so the community can enjoy their dancing. Because it reminds me of me when I was little.
Another project that you are involved with is Kinder Music. That is a bilingual program for children and their moms. Tell us about Kinder Music and why that's so dear to your heart.
Families feel comfortable coming to our center. They come once a week, but the
what do they do exactly?
They dance. Since it's music, they dance. They to help them develop their brain through the music.
And what does it do for the moms?
The moms also learn the words that the teacher has the words in English and Spanish. And the moms learn, get to learn English and also socialize because some of the mothers are at home moms and they don't have place to go socialize.
Now, this is tough work that you do. People come to you with problems every day. What gets you up in the morning and going to work?
I just love my job. I love helping people. I know sometimes it's challenging because I don't know the answer to their problems, but it makes me, look for
solution?
The solution, yes. Yeah. So I just love to serve people because at one time, you know, when we came, there was no assistance at all for the Spanish-speaking families in the community. So it's very dear to my heart to help the families.
How does the rhetoric about build the wall, Mexicans are bad hombres, rapists, murderers, how does that make you feel, someone who knows the Mexican-American community intimately?
Well, it's hurtful. I mean, it's not, I don't agree with what he's saying because not everybody is, you know, rapist or bad person. You know, we all different, but in our community, we have lots of good people, and we are good people. So it's very uncomfortable.
If you had 5 minutes with President Trump, what would you want to communicate to him about the Mexican community?
To give the opportunity to the families that are here just working and trying to make a living. And they are not, you know, they haven't committed any crimes or anything. So to give them an opportunity to stay here and make their home here so they can live happily and live the American dream.
We've been talking with Socorro Alvarez. She is celebrating 25 years with Western Avenue Community Center as their Hispanic Outreach Director. Thanks so much, Mrs. Alvarez, for coming in and talking.
Thank you for the invitation.
I'm Judy Valente.